A Virginia-based nonprofit is mapping Jacksonville's trees to help the city figure out how to better use them to keep polluted water from ending up in the St. Johns River and other waterways. Rain picks up pollutants on the streets and carries them into surface waters, including the St. Johns. Green Infrastructure Center Executive Director Karen Firehawk says trees help because they capture rain and then allow it to evaporate back into the atmosphere.
So this project is demonstrating how we can better utilize the city's existing trees to capture stormwater and where we can plant new trees to also soak up additional water.
She says researchers are using detailed satellite imagery to map the city's trees, which currently cover about 42% of the county. And the city's urban forest manager, Richard Leon, says those trees do much more than just help with stormwater runoff. They have socioeconomic benefits, they improve air quality, and they even help curb climate change and its impacts by absorbing carbon dioxide.
I mean, I might be a little biased because I studied forestry, but I mean, I think that trees are the answer to, I guess, period. Trees are the answer.
But Firehawk says the city can only do so much. Homeowners and businesses can plant trees, too, to really make a difference. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.